Why do we always seem to fall for the three-card trick when it comes to offshore processing of asylum seekers? Now, the debate raging at the moment about making it supposedly easier for asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island to seek medical treatment in Australia is not only fraught with danger, but it highlights the pomposity of those who would seek to weaken our border security laws. Now, it's a non-existent problem that doesn't need solving, yet we're going to push ahead with trying to soften our border protection laws, and all it's going to do is serve to encourage people smugglers. Now, what's going to happen here? And quite rightly, Peter Dutton, the Home Affairs Minister, said, all you've got to do under these new proposed laws is get two doctors in Australia to say, no, you desperately need medical treatment, you've got to be shipped to Australia. He said, well, how hard is it going to be to doctor shop and get those two sign-offs rather than have the minister have final say on whether or not a person should come to Australia? Now, the policies are only going to fill up Nauru and Manus Island, and those that would bring in these policies will tell you that they want to empty these two facilities. What they really want to do is open our borders. Now, it's absolutely ludicrous to send a message, in my view, to people smugglers and those that would arrive in Australia illegally and circumvent our refugee policy. It's silly to put a billboard up to say, hey, you know what? We've pretended we were tough. We've talked about stopping the boats. But listen, we've created this loophole. So, look, jump on the boats and we'll probably let you in anyway. Now, it's all well and good to say that we need to change our refugee policy, and that's fine. If you want to argue that we need to increase our humanitarian refugee intake, happy to have that debate. But that's not what this is about. This is about destroying a policy and weakening a policy that has worked. It has saved lives. It has also made sure that our humanitarian refugee intake is only taken up by those that are being processed in refugee camps in various places around the world. Those that can't afford to pay a people smuggler to take in that last step towards Australia. Let's talk about it tonight. 1327 10 is the number, or get us via the Australia by Night with Stephen Senator Tiempo Facebook page. We are live right across Australia on the Triple M network.